My name is Victor Kubik. Welcome again to Inside United. We now have our own button on the menu bar of ucg.org, and we're easy to find. Taking us a while to get it, but we got it. We also can be found at iTunes and your favorite Android podcasting app. This is the place where you will hear about what's going on in the United Church of God and talk to some of the people who are making things happen. One of those people is Darris McNeely, who is my returning guest, and he's becoming a regular. Welcome.
Good to be with you once again, Vic.
As you know, Darris is associate media producer, broadcaster, author, teacher, educator, and pastor. Now, at the end of the last year's ABC class, Darris held a focus session with ABC students and wanted to talk to them about some of their vision for what they saw or would like to see in the church in the next coming 25 years. He had a lot of feedback that he collected, but one that struck our attention and will be the focus of today's program is the use of social media and social media in the next 25 years. Darris, you were there with the young people. What do they say?
Well, as you can imagine, a younger group are going to be focused on how the tools they use every day can be utilized for preaching the gospel. I will say, just in leading into that, Vic, that they were very interested in the church utilizing the members to preach the gospel in effective ways, a feeling that that has yet to be a developed part of the church's focus, engaging people to share their faith in appropriate manners and way with those that, with whom they come in contact with. And they are certainly focused on the tools of social media as a means of doing that. One of the things they brought out was the value of shorter video content, for instance, that might be in the range of 4 to 7 or 8 minutes of content that would be produced along a particular topic or theme, which is something we've really done in the United Church of God on a limited basis. It's on our drawing board to do more of. They also mentioned things like Instagram and Twitter and those matters as well. Now, part of the discussion, and I think you are aware of this, is that the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God is not something that can be reduced to a tweet. It can't be reduced to just a small chunk of information. We have the entire Bible as a record of God's word to us, and the gospel and the good news of salvation. There's so much rich material to be mined there. You can't just reduce it to one short burst of information. But because of the tools that we have, the social media, plus what has happened in a recent generation or two, including us, you and I, we're victims of this as well, our attention span has been reduced. We are easily distracted. We cannot be our attention can't be drawn to something for any length of time unless there is interest, unless there is perhaps a story or something that compels us along the way. Now, we will sit through an hour and a half or even 2-hour movie if it's really good, but there's a story there and there's an art in bringing that to life. When it comes to the message of the Bible, of God, of the gospel, there is that challenge of making it interesting, relevant, to where people's interests are piqued and also sustained. And that's the challenge that we have. And I think that that's one of the things that came out in the discussion that I had with the kids.
Well, I think that it's a matter of not one tweet, making a difference. It's just like a hoot and a whirlwind. But if you have it repeated, or if you have a person who is being followed that's tweeting, I mean, look at the successful Twitterers. They're famous people, and they became famous in part because of their use of social media that got people attracted to it. I know that this past week I did a burst of tweets on what is a fool, basically quoting half a dozen scriptures from the book of Proverbs, because it's just rich with them, but one after another, and I'm just noticing the feedback on them. It kind of grows with each one, and of course it's just a little wind, there, but it's the way you use social media. It's the repetitiveness of it. It is the focus. It's getting people to kind of want to follow you and then be looking for you when you're there.
Well, that's what we've been doing as well in video with Beyond Today Dailies, BT Dailies, as we call them. They are 2 to 3 minute short videos that we put on our website, and we've been doing those now for about eight plus years. And that builds a following too. So no matter how small the following, it's, you know, with so much of the, whether it's a podcast that a person has, a Twitter following, a short vidcast or videocast, you create your own niche.
Right.
That can build. And another important thing about this is that whether it's, again, you're a young person doing it or a minister, church president like you with what you're doing, you have to sustain it. You have to stay with it and not be discouraged by maybe just a few hundred followers or hits or whatever. Take that as a positive. You know, I ran into someone over the weekend, one of our Beyond Today viewers who came up to me in services here in the congregation, a lady from who's currently living in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Oh, yeah.
And she first found us through the internet. And through a question that she had, she found the answer on a UCG web page. Maybe it was a Beyond Today form of content. But she said, keep it up. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference. And here she was in, you know, flesh and blood, living color right in front of me. You see that one person and you recognize that, yeah, people are listening. They may be at various stages of their involvement. But it is being accessed out there in so many different realms, and the various media that we use, a podcast, a 30-minute long-form video program, a magazine article, a short FAQ on our website. All of these are tools right down to even how a person themselves even gives an answer for the hope that lies within them to someone who is interested in wanting to know a question about the Bible, about God, and that individual can spark a return, if you will. That makes a difference. And it just, you have to sustain it. That's my point, I guess.
Right. Sustain it, and then also build some kind of a bond between the people that you're there. Because if there's no bond, they're just going to not be
there. If you become a trusted source of information, if what they come to you looking for, they find the answer, then they believe it, they see it in the Bible to be true. Let's say in this lady's case, it was about Christmas. And she found out that what she wanted to find out from us, she came further into the information pages, and we became a trusted source for her. So you build a relationship based on trust that you can be relied upon, and that's your brand, that's your reputation, and that means a lot.
Well, you mentioned something about, you know, Christmas.
Right.
Let me tell you about Christmas and one of our not podcasters, but one of our Facebook users. She said, I went on Facebook and I posted all these things about how Christmas is this, this, and this, you know, and I lost all my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a proper way to use this material. You know, you have to build a trust, a relationship. You have to talk about things, you know, that are common, but to use it to poke your fingers into somebody's eye is not the way.
No, you, that's a mistake that people commonly make. And you have to build trust. You have to provide them some, fill some need that they have that is just a basic everyday need. You know, dealing with discouragement, dealing with a wayward teenager, maybe some point about working through a conflict on the job or in the family, and they find a bit of information, some advice, a 1-2-3, we call it a hack these days of information, but something practical that they can use, and then I like that. Mm-hmm. That's right. That helps. Now I've got this other question. Wonder what they say about that. Then they come back and they find that we also have information about and help on something else to make their life better. And then you begin to develop that relationship and trust.
Right. Also, if relating to things that are current in the news, you know, for example, some of the most large expansions of following have been dealing with current social problems, such as opioid abuse.
Yeah.
Kind of as a back door to some of these issues of evil that needs to be rooted out.
That's true. I'm going back to the discussion I had with this group of young adults at Ambassador Bible College here a few weeks back. They are interested in being used, being a part of advancing the mission of the church. And of course, they are connected to social media. You know, one of the criticisms that I've heard is that something I alluded to, that the gospel can't be reduced to a tweet. The gospel can't be reduced to a short piece, which is true. There, we all know that for the time we've spent in the Bible, that it's rich. It's a deep load of information there that takes a lifetime to mine and extract. But something that hit me this morning thinking about this, Vic, as you read the Bible, and especially the book of the writings of Luke, his gospel, and the book of Acts, where he chronicled the life of Christ and the gospel going into that first century Greco-Roman world, Luke struck me as a master of reducing the gospel down to a soundbite. If you look through the book of Acts, for instance, and his writings, he took these long sermons that Peter and Paul gave, and Christ as well, and as he was a historian and he reduced it down into his writings, he reduced a lot of information into some sound bites. Think about what Stephen said in Acts chapter 7. He said, "God does not dwell in buildings made with hands." Mm-hmm. One sentence. Soundbite. And yet, there are books of information that you have to unpack to really understand what that means. But it's what is remembered from this sermon that Stephen gave that actually cost him his life there before the Jews. Think about repent and be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is a reduction of so much of what the gospel is about. Or where Luke writes that there is no other name under heaven whereby we may be saved. Well, that, again, there's pages and books of information from the Bible that could be written on that. But it's a phrase that we remember. I think Luke was a master of the soundbite of his own time. As he had access to Paul and then the workings of the church in that early period, and whether it was an oral tradition or whatever had been written down, he then condensed it into his writings. But it leaves us then with these statements that mean so much to us as they've come down to us in English. And I think that helps us to understand that as we preach the gospel today and as we use these forms of social media, we can use the stories and the knowledge of the scriptures, put that into some jargon and some everyday language to grab people's attention, to bring them into the Bible, to know the larger story that they will have to spend the time in. But we can use a blog, we can use a podcast, we can use something to really condense a large theme into a chunk of information that can not only help, but also pique the interest and draw people in. I think Luke has something to teach us about that, and that's one of the big takeaways I think I had from the discussion I had with these young people.
Uh-huh. And of course, Jesus Christ himself in the red-letter Bible.
There you go.
There's sound bites galore there about him. Darris. Maybe I'm putting you on the spot here. How do you use social media to preach the gospel? And maybe I'm putting you too much on the spot, but
actually, we use YouTube when we the Beyond Today presenters, when we do our BT dailies, those go up on YouTube. So that's one of the bigger platforms of social media right there that I am actively involved with, and I reach out to people. Then people like you and others will tweet or put those on their Facebook page. I will put some of my things up on Facebook, my own Facebook page as well.
Yeah, you have everything from the Beyond Today television program, which is YouTubed, out there, to the BT dailies that run, 3 to 5 minutes usually?
Right, yeah. If they go 5 minutes, we hear about it.
Okay.
So we try to keep those down to, two to 3.5 minutes in length. And of course, you and I are aided, Vic, by a very good staff here, where the articles that we write, a lot of the content that we turn out is put on our United Church of God Facebook and Twitter pages by our managers here and the web managers. So we're using these, and we have the church accounts that get this stuff out, and email. Frankly, we still use email. I write every Friday. I write a very short letter to a group of subscribers to Beyond Today that have given us their email when they sign up for a subscription to Beyond Today magazine, and that's a continually growing and churning list, but it sometimes bumps up to about maybe 15,000 people, and then we will link them to an article or some piece of content on our UCG site. So we use email, the old, which is kind of old school in some people's minds right now, still as a marketing tool, if you will, to help people and to draw them into the larger message of the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that those are very meaningful things where you can write 300-400 words even,
right?
You know, and just plant some thought. But if you do it regularly, they expect to
They expect that on Friday. And if we miss a Friday, right now we're kind of in a summer hiatus, but we will hear. Mm-hmm. I miss the weekly update or the weekly comment. Mm-hmm. So you do build a following, and again, people are out there. You don't always hear from them, but they are reading and listening.
I have a board on Pinterest called Pastoral Information. I started it off only just to kind of collect articles and things. Every time I'd see something good, I'd put it into this board. Mm-hmm. I kind of left it alone for several months. And I went back to it just this last week, and I could not believe all the people that have not only gone to the board but added their own articles to it. I was just absolutely shocked as to, you know, how these things can expand. But I would have articles about, you know, how to have a friendlier church, you know, how to welcome people, anything that I found on churchleaders.com or, you know, Faith in the News, so forth, I would put up there. And it's a ways to spread things, plus our own material that people find to be interesting. If they find certain things interesting, they may come back for more things.
That's correct. Yeah. Again, you create your own niche, and in time, I guess if we brought in an expert advisor on social media and content marketing, we would probably get some expert advice on condensing a lot of these different things that we're using under one name and would bear our looking to. But, you know, getting back to the next 25 years, these are things that are they're with us. They're going to evolve. They will, you know, next month there'll be some new startup that'll become the latest fad. But at the core of all of it, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, it's that word social, which is, you know, another word for relationships. And people are hungry for that, even if it's nothing more than a faint digital relationship. I hate to admit that, but you can have 5,000 Facebook friends and nobody calls you up on Saturday night.
They can't, because they're on Facebook.
Whatever that word friends means, but we're social people, and we want to have a relationship that is meaningful. That's what it comes down to. So there's always going to be some way for us to communicate that very core of the gospel, which is a relationship that God wants with us, and He has called us to have with each other. As long as we are using whatever tool is in front of us, whether it's just sign language between two who are deaf, or verbalizing, or the digital media, if we are capitalizing upon that core relationship that is godly, rooted in Scripture, and takes us ultimately back to a solid relationship with the true God and to His Son, Jesus Christ, then United Church of God will continue to advance the mission of the gospel in God's hands, in God's way, as we are instruments in His hands. And that's the encouraging thing. Well, let me ask you a question as president.
Sure,
put you on the spot. As you look ahead for the next 25 years in this matter of social media, what would you say to the younger crowd, many of which we hope will be listening to this, in terms of their use of social media to become a part of this vast spiritual army of God's people to advance the mission of the church and the gospel?
One thing is that not to get into politics or controversies or things that really are just throwing mud, just like the outside is throwing mud. What's news is what's ugly and what's usually untrue. And whatever things are lovely, of good report, and so forth, pass these things on. And there are many good things to be said about even difficult situations that could be passed on, that could be encouraging. I think it's important for our people to know that that can be done. One thing, too, is that people will look at what you do. They'll follow somebody's pithy remarks, you know, that's clever with their speech and can turn words very well. But they'll want to find out who in the world this is, what do they do, who they're connected with, you know, who are their other friends. You know, one way that, for example, that, you know, Google rates you and websites is, you know, who links into you. If you have Billy Graham linking to you, you know, your ranking really rises very, very high. But if you have the Ku Klux Klan that links into you, your ranking drops, you know, very, very quickly. So it's who your associates are and what you represent that really ranks you as a person worth listening to.
Yeah, that's just a principle of life, isn't it? Yeah. That that we will be known by our friends, mm-hmm. and those relationships that we have.
We are to be an example. We are to represent something higher in our thinking, and we are not to devolve into other people's thinking, which every one of us do. We listen to people, we get hurt, and so forth. But leadership is being able to rise above that and to always to project a good message, a message that's not hurtful to others, being kind and respectful. If we're going to talk about love, not just in a glorious, fluffy way, take a look at what 1 Corinthians 13 says about love. Not misbehaved, not provoking, not self-centered, not all this kind of thing. And to project a 1 Corinthians 13 message, not just by the word agape and love, but by the things that love isn't.
Well, as we know, social media, even as basic as email, can be a tool by which we lash out, mm-hmm. and not being in front of somebody or even the anonymity can embolden us to say things that we would not normally say. Mm-hmm. So that's good advice to any of us to use social media for good things, for positive things, for godly things.
I would like for us to be able to have either a consultant speak to us or those of us like you and me to, in a unified way, to say, here's the kind of a message that we will project. They say that Obama became president because of the millions of people on social media that projected his particular agenda. And that's how people got interested, you know, in it. Of course, that was a social, that was political, that was that. But can't that be done for the government of God, you know, for by my candidate, you know, to mm-hmm. rule the world, mm-hmm. you know, talk about the things that are coming ahead. We have a phenomenal opportunity, an opportunity to be able to project something extremely powerful.
It is, yes. And constant reminders about that probably should be on our to-do list and our to-do board of how to get this done, just to just stay pounding that anvil of the work of the Word of God. When we can find our voice to do that, all of us, then I think God can use us more effectively in a collective manner.
Well, Darris, thank you so much for coming here again, taking your time and talking about things that are very, very important and lending your credence and abilities to Inside United. Tell your friends about the podcast. Tell them to go to ucg.org and press the podcast button. You'll see the latest podcast and all the ones preceding this. So thank you for coming. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.